This information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. Hello and welcome to The White Light. My name is Christian Alvarado. I'll be your host today. Our psychic, our resident psychic as usual, Joni. Hey, Joni.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, it's great.
Fantastic. And we've got a large collection of witnesses over here. From right to left, we've got
Emily Bogarts Brown.
What's up, Emily? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Me too.
We've got
Daisy Wiggins King.
Ooh, Wiggins King?
Yeah, that's me.
That's really dope. That's like a comic book era, like last name.
I get that
name.
A lot.
That's pretty dope, actually. Over here.
Oh, my name's Tafari, Jeremiah Lema.
You guys have middle names. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't have a fun middle name. It's just Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron will be my co-host for today. How's everyone doing? Everyone excited? Everyone
super pumped.
Super pumped?
Yeah.
Super cool. Super speak into the microphone, Em.
Happy to be back.
Super pumped, man.
This is our first 2019 episode.
Yes, I know. It's cool. Taken 3 months for us to coordinate one podcast. Can you believe it?
And we're here. We did it. Happy New Year, y'all.
Fantastic. As always, if you guys are interested in getting your own reading, please call the number 973-408-4567. 973-408-4567. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Cool beans. Do we want to start with a little bit of a warm-up, going through everyone first before we get to like any sort of questions that we have to ask or something like that, or receive any calls?
Warm up in terms of...
Let's start with reading.
Oh, sure.
Reading the room.
Sure. If people want... If any of you in the room have a question for me, please ask.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Ooh. Go for it. What's your question?
Oh, I don't have a question, but if you want to read me, I just...
Whatever. A general?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So this is for Daisy. It seems that someone recently said something to you that hurt.
Oh, shit.
And that you need to get this out. It's very upsetting. I'm very disturbed by what was said to you. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
And that, wow, I feel like they had a lot of nerve. And I feel like there's suffering that you have inside. I hope that you've spoken with people about this.
Mm-hmm.
My heart gets very, very sad. I feel very protective of you. Very, very protective, very motherly. I just immediately want to do that mother hen thing with you. And that when I try and wrap my head around it, it's almost hard for me to conceive that someone would say it like that. And they were trying to help. Mm-hmm. There was something about what they were doing. They were trying to support and help, but it came out so unbalanced. So the most important thing is you forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, you'd incur karma. Karma is where you have unforgiveness towards yourself or other, and in this case, it's other, it's mm-hmm. them. And when you go, if you have that and you go to your passing in this lifetime, you'd have to have a do-over with them in another one. So that's very, very important to do. But I know there are no bathtubs in this in the dorms, no. So you could intend the next time you shower that you're bathing in golden light, like luscious, warm energy to purify yourself. And just imagine that the hurt and the pain and any chilling remembrances of that moment are just cleared from you. Do you have any crystals?
No, but she does, and she lets me use them.
There you go. Clear quartz. Uh-huh. A clear quartz would help very much. It brings into, and you have, wonderful, Emily has. So it brings in just the divinity, and mm-hmm. it will really help clear you. And regarding what they said, there's this much truth to it. There's a teeny essence of truth. So take away the sting part and take away what doesn't belong and see if there's anything left, like a sieve. And whatever comes out at the bottom, you wash away, and anything that's left in the sieve, take a look at and work on it. And you're fine. You are fine. All is well. That's what they say.
Cool. That makes me want to cry a little bit.
It's okay. That's okay. I make people cry. And so I do. It's part of my job.
It's okay to cry.
But really, exactly, yeah. Christian, it's okay to cry. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the release, and you're fine.
Can Could I ask a question about crystals?
Yeah.
Which ones do you own? Like, which ones do you use the most?
Oh, my goodness.
All of them.
All of them. Oh, all at the same time.
I started toting them, and I was carrying them, and they weren't polished, so I ended up with some holes in my jeans, so I stopped with that. And then my pocketbooks and my pants started getting heavy because I was toting around stones. So now what I do is that I have them all on my night table or my dresser. Mm. So the ones that I love very much are clear quartz, and I like rose quartz, and I like labradorite, and I like lapis lazuli and sodalite, and tiger's eye, and celestite and phenakite, and kyanite, aquamarine, and citrine. Those are like my faves, but there are so many of them that I could go on and on and on. So that's my crystal deal.
What do you think of, I'm going to call it crystal culture only because I can't think of like the larger word for it. What do you think of about that trickling down to popular culture?
It's happening.
Yeah.
I was in the city at one of those street fairs and there were tables with just crystals. Mm-hmm. There were crystal dealers. Now they weren't necessarily selling them for metaphysical purposes, but they were selling them, and they were gigantic tables. And I felt like there were a lot of people that were buying them for the healing properties, mm-hmm. not because they looked pretty. They weren't jewelry. They were the actual stones that were rough or tumbled. But there were so many of them, and I thought, okay, this is the new age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for context, I put out a question on my Instagram asking what we should ask on this show when we did it. And someone wanted us to talk about a little bit about how this new wave of spirituality is coming into this generation. You know, this new interest in not necessarily psychics, or maybe you could say necessarily psychics, but spiritual healing of all kinds. I know that this is kind of outside of like, let me talk to my dead cat or something like that. But do you guys have any thoughts about, you know, these changing moods or changing emotions right now?
I can go.
Yeah, go for it.
I think that it's like, it's hard because I was listening to a podcast that basically said, this is not new information. Mm-hmm. Like, civilizations have known the power of water and intention and thought and how our physical bodies and our physical, like, understanding and perception of life resonate and change vibration with, like, intention and thought and things that feel in not physical, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how the Dark Ages were a lot darker than we thought, mm-hmm. and that there was a complete erasure of so many of this kind of, like, scholarship, if we can even call it. Like, it was just what was and what existed. And what continues to exist. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart for this kind of stuff.
So you kind of like that this form of spirituality is coming into a popular culture.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Because it puts the power of... It gives people power back. Mm-hmm. Like, you're able to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes work and it takes practice and dedication, but it is so wholesome and so humbling. I think that there are opportunities where the spirituality community needs to, like, think about privilege as an aspect of something that allows them to practice full-heartedly and, like, have whether it be time, whatever. But, like, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know how to end this.
No, you're making perfect sense.
Yeah, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who wants their reading next?
Half.
Sorry.
Do you have a specific question in mind, or do you want something general?
I'll just jump straight into it.
Yeah.
Do you want a general reading, or do you have a specific question?
Just a general.
General. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's happening. That's what they say. It's happening. So, you've been taken aback. You've been surprised. I don't know what it is. There's something you've been surprised about, but it's a happening. It's real. It's real. It's real. Does that make sense to you?
Has anything caught you off guard recently?
I think I'm always caught off guard almost every day.
It is real. It is so. You are magical. Mm-hmm. You turn things mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. You create magic.
I'll snap
Thank
to that.
You.
You are very powerful. You have a beautiful spirit. You know how to weave energy into things. You brighten people. You can take a look at soup that was made poorly. You can friggin' look at the soup, and someone could then drink it, and it's tasty.
Oh, wow.
You rock. We need you. Mm. You are very powerful. You are very humble. You didn't know coming into this lifetime that you would have this. You didn't realize that by coming into this incarnation that you would be able to do the things that you do. That's why you're so surprised. You are a star being. You're very stellar. You're from the stars. You're from another place. And you come to this dimension, and there's focus. And every now and then you retreat, and you go back, and you go inside, and you're very, very humble, and you can't believe it. And you're very, very happy, and you're very honored to be here. And you touch people's lives. But no, you deserve the things that are coming to you. You're like, no, 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 no. I don't need that. I don't want that. You don't have to gift that to me. No, 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 no. Yes, you can take it. It's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to receive. You are full of grace and glory and abundance, and you touch people's lives in such ways. And people want to respond with a thank you, or let me do this for you, or I want to give you a gift. And you humbly retreat, and you do not have to do that. They are honored to have you here. And you have a lot of gratitude, and that keeps you going here. Sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes you really would rather not bother because it gets hard and sad. But then you put on your big boy boxers, and then you go about your business, and you're like, well, I have to. I must. You are of service. You are of service in this lifetime. I'm all choked up. It is so beautiful what you do. You're going to be journeying. You're going to be going to different places. You're going to be meeting all different types of people. Very interesting. But your humility is going to get you very, very far. You don't have to change. You don't have to change. You don't have to conform. You don't have to be any other person's puppet. Nothing. You just are you. You are unto yourself. You are your own person. And that will get you very far. All is well. Drink a lot of water. You get tired. You need water. You're not drinking enough water.
And he just lost his water bottle.
I did lose my water bottle.
There you go. Love this.
There it is.
They know this. And if you want to go to the gym, they say push-ups. I don't know what the heck this is, but push-ups are going to help. Something about the knees. Can you get on your knees, or do you have knee problems?
I had knee surgery, actually.
Very Whoa. Interesting.
Crazy.
Very interesting. Are you able to get on your knees or no?
Yeah, I can get on my knees. It's hard. It's probably a little awkward.
Okay, so then no. So then they're talking about the surgery. Push-ups, then if you can't, then do upper body. They want something with the upper
machine?
Body. Which?
Like you were doing a rowing motion.
I feel like it's this. It's the upper. It's the lifting mm-hmm. this away. But why? I was going. No, Oops. It's more. It's well, yeah. The I guess it would be like that because that's push-ups. But it's the upper body. That's if you want to. Have you been focusing on that at all?
Like doing pull-ups.
No,
it's not that literal.
Do you work out?
Do you work out?
I haven't worked out.
Do you lift?
A year.
You haven't worked out. They want you to work out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what to say. That's the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, it's all true.
I am honored. I'm honored to offer that to you. And what I would say is to hold that is this will be in a podcast. And if I don't know how to do this, I'm not techie like y'all. But you get the podcast and somehow like grab it and say like download it and burn it on, so you can have it, because this is something you can always have. And they're talking to you about your essence, who your what your soul's essence is, who you are.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's pretty dope.
That's amazing.
I'm so glad.
I sincerely appreciate the advice.
Can I know?
You're welcome.
Can I ask a question on Taft's behalf?
Yeah.
Can I ask him what his spirit animal is?
Oh.
It's a toad. A toad.
Oh. Oh,
we got ourselves a little ribbit here. Now, this toad gently walks against the earth. Very gently, so there's no big boom, boom like an elephant. It's very gentle, and that's your spirit. But this toad knows exactly where to go. And because it sees, just like a mouse, it can see very close, and you're perceptive, and you aren't short-sighted, but you can see ahead of time what's going to happen. You have, like, foresight, and that's to your advantage. Mm. That's the toad.
Nice. Mm.
You rock.
Wow.
That's pretty dope. That's real cool.
That's awesome. I had an experience when I was in pre-K.
Yeah.
And they brought a toad to school, and we were all petting the toad.
There
that,
you go.
That just made me think of that.
Brought you back to that place, huh?
It's who's good
up,
stuff.
Who's up next? Erin?
yeah, I mean, I already got a reading last time, but I have a friend who's at work, so she can't call in, but can you give her a reading
sure.
through me?
Sure.
All right, her name's Victoria Sarami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does she want, general, or does she have a question?
She wants to know about her grandfather that passed recently.
Mm. What's his name? Or which side? Either mom's side or dad's side, or what's his name?
His name's Arlen Roth.
Okay.
She calls him Poppy.
And he passed recently?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go in.
Arlen Roth. That's a really cool name. Also, the silence is my favorite part.
So, Erin, you know him.
Oh.
You even know him, so he's part of your soul group, just so you know.
Oh.
Good to know.
That's pretty interesting. So let me see how he is. He wants karma cleared with her. They have to clear something up. So I'm going to work with her higher self. And okay. She'll listen to the podcast, and you'll also tell
she's
her.
She's listening right now.
Oh, she's listening, but she couldn't do it because she's working. Mm-hmm. Got you. So I'm going to ask her to do this. There's some lifetime where he told you, here, take this blade and just end my life. I think that he was hurt, and he wanted to die, and he's very upset about it. He feels very badly that he asked her to do that, and she felt humiliated. There's something about just feeling very god-awful about having done it. So the two of them have their issue about this, and he just wants it cleared. And it's a remembrance that bothers him. So I'm going to ask her to do this, and he's going to do this respectively. So I say to her, forgive yourself. Forgive him. Ask for his forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for this life lesson. There we go. So that opened up a lot of energy. He's sad, so I say to him, forgive yourself, forgive her, ask for her forgiveness. Thank God for this life lesson. There we go. Good, 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 good. Good. Yeah, yeah. There was suffering. So that had to be cleared. That's fantastic. Now I go in and see how he is. In the nighttime, he chats with her. A lot happens in the nighttime when she's sleeping. And I feel that if she looks up at the stars, I feel like he's there. Now, he says that she's a mirror reflection of eternity, that the skies at night are beautiful, and she needs to look up at the sky when there's the moon and some stars out and see the reflection of herself, see how beautiful she is like the night sky. He adores her, and he thinks that she's beautiful. He wants her to get up and do something. There's something that she's not ready to do, but at some point she's going to be ready, and he's cheering her on. So she's not sure whether she's able to do it, but she kind of knows that she can, but she's kind of sitting on it. It's kind of daunting to her, overwhelming, this idea that she could somehow do something, but she can, and he wants her to do it. And so she'll know when she's ready, and he's cheering her on, and it might take a few years, but she'll know. She'll know exactly what she needs to do, and they're friends. And I see them, like, holding hands, like, on the other side. They've been friends. A lot of hand-holding, a lot of support. And he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. There's a lot of love, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beautiful soul. He's resting. And he goes on journeys. For him, he likes to camp. He goes to camp. I don't know. I don't know if it's camping or goes to camp. He goes to these retreats.
Okay.
He likes to go to workshops.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to workshops and he goes to these events and he goes away. He travels and he likes to hang out with people. But they're workshops.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
I hope that helps, sir.
That's pretty cool.
Too.
Yeah.
What's a soul group?
Good question. So a soul group is a group of souls that you hang with on the other side, that you tend to journey with. It's like, let's say there's a whole, it's going to sound too similar. Let's say there's like a Grateful Dead fan club. But they're all involved in the Grateful Dead. But that's too similar. That's too like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that there's a group of souls, like it could be thousands, tens of thousands, whatever, and that they all somehow seem to vibe in a certain way. And that's where you're home. And then the soul group members interact with one another. It doesn't mean that everyone's best friends, but it means you might have more of a tendency to hang with one than another. But when you choose to incarnate here on Earth, which is a school, you can have members of your soul group play parts. Like, hey, will you play the part of my mom? Will you be my brother? Will you be my best friend? So a soul group is a group of souls that travel together, that tend to support one another in a similar way. Now, there are overlaps between soul groups. It's not like there are divisions because we're all connected as one. But ultimately, in some way, you can have delineations. I'm sure that even with a Venn diagram, there are so many overlaps with soul groups that you can look at one soul group and say, well, this is a soul group based on such and such, but this is a soul group within it or around it that's such and such. I don't know if there's even necessarily clear divisions. That, I think, would be too 3D.
Mm-hmm. So does him being in the same soul group as me have an impact as to why, like, we met and we became friends?
So you knew Poppy?
No, I didn't know him, but I know,
you know her.
Victoria. That's her grandfather.
See, it doesn't surprise me, because oftentimes you can kind of like go and like, oh, well, I know that neighbor. Mm-hmm. So that neighbor's cousin
mm-hmm.
is in my soul group. Usually there's like 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 4 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. The way that I tend to determine or guess, more like it, if someone's in your soul group is how significant they are in your life. If you're driving on the highway and someone is in the other direction going that away and you don't even spot the car, chances are they're probably not in your soul group. But if you're at the rest stop and then you're both online at the ATM and you get to talk and you find out you have the same birthday and then you exchange, cell phone numbers because you both, know the same person,
mm-hmm.
it might be that you're in the same soul group. But there are no guarantees.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
I've got two questions
based off of
some of that. My first question is, can you communicate with someone who has passed away in the future? Does time matter?
No. So time is a third dimensional concept. It's for Earth, which is dense. It's a dense experience with things, and you put a soul in a vessel called a body, and you have these things, and you have clocks. In fact, everything's happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go and channel someone who is born in 20 years and then channel them
mm-hmm.
after they're departed.
Wow.
Because everything is happening at the same time. It's a matter of intention. I mean, it takes focus. So I'd have to, it's a matter of zoning and focusing mm-hmm. and doing that. But anything is possible with intention.
Wow, that I feel like that opens a lot of doors for communication. Oh my god, I almost want to test it, but that's silly. I'm not going to do that. Unless you guys want to.
Why would that be silly?
It's up to you.
Because what I was going to do was, I was going to talk to me when I died.
Whoa.
But I feel like that's a foul play. I feel like that's not fair.
Do you really want to know that, though?
Yes. I feel like I would talk so much shit. Be amazing.
Well, I've never been asked that before, but would you like me to see what your soul would say to you in terms of messages?
Yeah, sure.
Because you could possibly learn.
Yeah, I'm down.
So let's see.
I'll be the guinea pig.
Now, honestly, it's always honestly, if I'm not able to do it, they block me.
Yeah.
And then it means that it's not for your highest good, because I only do things what are for your soul's highest good and the highest good of all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what Christian's departed one would say to him here. Let's see if that's even possible, because we can split up that away. He would say that you had control. There was something about control and that you needed to let go.
Uh-huh.
Something about letting things pass, letting things flourish, letting things be. And that sometimes, this is your soul,
mm-hmm.
that you were smart alecky and you that got to you, that there was something in terms of either a knowing or feeling that you knew, and then later on you felt foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to look at. Now your soul, this is wild because I'm stretching as a soul by doing it. This is like wild for Joni. This is just truly, I appreciate this because mm-hmm. this is expanding me. It's said with such love and grace and such beauty that it's like out of a movie. Like if we only knew what we could know now. So you're asking for like gems. It's truly gorgeous. The love that your you puts back to you. So it's a matter of sure you can know, but you don't necessarily know, and you don't have to know, and that. There now I'm getting, I don't know if this is Huggies or Pampers commercial, because that's what I do. I get pop culture songs and shit. I'm a big kid now. And so there's something about, like, now you're here and you're wanting to be, like, on top and to know. But you never have to, like, totally know. It's okay not to know. And that sometimes he's talking, like, as if you were gone, like, and that got the best of you. So with your knowing this now,
mm-hmm.
you can give yourself permission to be in that place in your life of young adulthood, of giving yourself permission to be strong and firm and know, but also give yourself that room that maybe it's not so, or maybe I couldn't have known that, but I wanted to, and I wished I could have, but there really was no way that I could have known that.
Wow. That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate at all for where you are in your life now, or is that too ahead and that didn't happen now?
So I remember when, oh my God, I feel like this moment is really telling of who I was at the time. I think I was in high school and I was sitting on the counter or something when my mom came back inside after work. And I don't say, hey, I don't say, what's up? How are you? How was your day? First thing I say to my mom is, I think I have my own idea about what God is. You want to hear it? And she was like, oh, my God. So she like crossed her arms. She looked at me like this. Okay, what is it? And then I told her, and then she looked at me and was like, you don't have to have all the answers right now.
Wow.
And I like slouched a little bit and I was like, no, you're right. And that thought replays in my mind all the time. And if I died and I had to say something to myself to like ground myself and keep me from like getting too far in my head, I would probably say those words. I'd probably be like, you don't have to know everything right now, dude. Wow. Go have some fun.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Chelsea, I didn't even notice you were there.
She's just hanging out. Well, now
beautiful, and your mom was very wise in mm-hmm. saying that. And here your soul comes and parrots what she said. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I feel that.
Now I want to know what dead me is going to tell me.
Let's see. Dead Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Cool.
Let's see.
Thanks.
It's interesting. Wow. I see you in your life. You go through your life. I'm very fortunate. It was very fortunate. How fortunate of me. Like as if it were random and something that you didn't create. And that your you is saying that you didn't recognize that you did it. That your spectacularness, your you, your entertaining self, who you became was a result of everything that you did, and that sure there were synchronicities, but you made it happen, and that you're allowed to acknowledge that you became that dream, that you, with any suffering that you've had, you changed it, you turned it, you made it better, and that it wasn't fortune, like luck. It wasn't outside of yourself. It was your brawn, your gusto and determination that made it happen. So now that you know this, you can identify more that things that are occurring in your life that benefit you and others, but they're focusing more, it's more about you.
Mm-hmm.
That your you is saying, I did it. I want you to know that I did it, that I made that happen. There are a lot of souls that are coming in to talk now. You have a lot of guides.
Oh.
And there are a lot of souls that are saying a lot of things to you about your strength and your determination, but you can identify that you did it and give yourself a credit. Give yourself that, because you're externalizing, you're making it more like, I don't know, like how lucky I was, how fortunate, and that doesn't bring it on home. So you could bring it on home whenever you want. Society kind of says to us that it's selfish of us to be me-focused that way. Like, how great I am. Mm. I'm great. I'm special. I'm unique. I'm fantastic. Those are the things that are in all the friggin' self-help affirmation books. You know, say, I love myself. I am unique. I'm a God spark. I'm sacred. I'm holy. I'm blessed. Those are the things. But society would say, you know, how could you do that? You sound so ego. Well, it matters where you're coming from. I mean, if you're at a party and you go, I'm great. Yeah, that's ridiculous. But if you're saying it to yourself and you're saying, I'm special, I'm in this world to heal and to help others and to grow and expand and learn, and I'm unique and I'm this and I'm that, that's I believe that's truth. Start saying that to yourself. And bring it on home. And sure, there'll be synchronicities, but you'll be so even more remarkable when you own everything and not chalk more up to fortune and luck.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does any of that resonate?
Yeah, I think so. I think it might more. I get stuck a lot figuring out what I want to do next. So I feel like I keep kind of falling into whatever I'm doing. And I just kind of, like, happen upon it.
The fortune. Oh, how lucky. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
We're massive creator beings.
Mm.
We create our reality. Law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
EBB, did you get your reading yet?
No.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Do you want a general? Do you want something specific?
Can I Well, I think it'd be cool to get a general reading just to see, like, what you pick up on. But then I also want to ask about my grandma. So would that be okay?
I can I can put that in. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see the general. I feel like there are mixed emotions. I feel like you're stifling a sob and that you also want to be happy. So you might need to cry.
It's a mood.
But you can have a friggin' party whenever you want to. So get out the sad, do it, and then have a freaking good time.
Oh,
because you like are so ready. Oh my God. You could jump up and down and shriek with laughter and have a party anytime you want to, but the sob is being stifled. Something there's a pain that you're repressing. It's down. And something needs to come out, and you face it, you put closure on it, and you go, I'm good. Walk around the block, like ceremonially, like either walk around the campus or walk somewhere around, like that's usually ceremonial, like clearing, going, walk around the block, and then you're done, and then you have fun. You reward yourself. You don't have to share what you've been through. You went through something, and whoa. And it was much, but it's over, and you're good. It's all good. You're good. Get it out and party like it's 1999.
Cool.
So you're good, honey.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Does that resonate about, like, there's something that you're tamping down that it needs to be ripped off and just, and then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I just, like, what is it? Do you know? Is that, are you getting, like, I don't know.
Just going in.
I'm going in. Mm-hmm. Krista knows. I'm going in. So for those of you who don't know, I'm going in. It's good. Let's see. Was there an authority figure that stifled you in some way? Was there someone that put a hold on something and stopped you from doing something and you weren't able to do something? I don't know if this is a professor, an advisor, a parent,
mm-hmm.
or if this is an RA or someone. There was someone who, like, clamped down on you.
My parents are not supportive of my decision to want to take a semester off of college,
mm-hmm.
like, at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the authority clamp.
Yeah.
Is it resolved?
In the works, okay. I think. I hope. I don't know.
Talk about it with them. They love you?
Mm-hmm.
They believe that you can do many, many things. You are also miraculous. You turn things around. We got another soup tastier person in the house, okay? We need the two of you in the dining halls, okay?
Interesting.
Just going around,
yeah,
just looking at soup.
Go to Commons, please. Yeah,
there you go. We just need to employ you. That should be a student work study job.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. So, with a lot of love and belief, they know that you're able to do this. You need to go inside and see why you're stopping,
mm-hmm.
Seeing if it's necessary or if it's possible for you to continue on. It feels like the hiatus is emotional and that you'd like a break. What I get is that the summer probably would take care of what you need to do and that a semester off isn't necessarily necessary. It feels like the summer, and you need sunshine.
Uh-huh.
You're a sun person, and I feel that with the summer coming, I feel you would heal and that you would be able to tackle whatever's necessary come the fall. That's what it seems like. It's the sun.
Mm-hmm.
S-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of your grandma, mm-hmm. mother's side or father's side?
Mother's side.
She's a pisser. She's a pisser. There's a stadium. It's like a theater. Are you a theater major?
No, but we went to the opera a lot when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Who has tissues?
I'm chilling. You're okay, I'm stifling
honey?
It. Don't you worry.
And she's in the theater. And you're on the stage. And she has balloons, and she's throwing balloons at you on the stage. Like, you know the balloon parties, like, or mm-hmm. the stadiums with the sports, and they've got the beach balls? Mm-hmm. And she's got balloons, and she's throwing them at you. And she's singing, Daisy, Daisy, give me your eyes of blue. I'm so crazy over the heart of you. Da 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 da. I can't afford a carriage, but space we upon of a bicycle built for two. So look up bicycle built for two.
Okay.
Or Daisy. I forgot. I think it's bicycle built for two. I had to learn that in elementary school. All the old time songs. She is cheering you. She's loving you. There are so many dimensions that she's in. She's so out there. She's so far out cosmic. She's like, I feel like there's so much hippie energy going on with her. Like I see love beads and like she's talking about Dharma. I mean, she's like as, you know, as if she's in an ashram. She's a pisser. You've known her in so many lifetimes. It's beyond. The two of you are like buds. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's chanting, like, Om Shanti, Shanti. I don't know. I don't even know this stuff. I don't even know. I'm getting mm-hmm. this. This is great. I have never done that. I've never chanted that. And, God. She bores holes deep into you. She, like, laser right into you, boring holes into you, pounding information into you, guiding you. And she said, there's a lot of traffic in your head. She said, get rid of the traffic in your head. There's too much chatter. There's too much going on in your head. Just clear your mind. Chill. Om. Chill. Om. Mm-hmm. Om. Chill. And don't let all that chatter get to you. She's a sweet soul. Fresh face. Friendly person. I don't know, soft serve vanilla ice cream, I see vanilla soft serve. It's a treat, just mm-hmm. giving you a treat of soft serve vanilla. She's a friend, all is well.
Can I ask another question?
I don't know, Christian, like what?
You've got the time for it, why not?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What about her and my mom? Like their relationship?
Was it not good?
Not, like, yeah, no.
Did they not talk?
No, you look.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, were they estranged or they just battled?
They battled.
Battled. There's another lifetime, and they were married, and your mom cheated on her as a him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they were a spat, they were married, and your mom cheated on him, and there's absolute friggin' karma. Absolute battle. Complete battle. Ray, you son of a bitch. Ray, you slept with her. You slept with her. Let me see if Grandma is willing to do the forgiveness work. I'm going to talk to your grandma's higher self. Forgive yourself. She loves you. Forgive everyone. Forgive her. Meaning your mom. She's talking to me, blah, blah, blah. Ask for her forgiveness and thank God for this life lesson. She feels sad. Your grandma and your mom are talking now. Their higher selves are having a conversation. They're deep in thought now. There's a lot going on between them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of comfort right now. There's a lot of peace that's going on right now. There's healing that's going on. Does your mom believe in this stuff? You could tell your mom this. And what she can do is, it's simple. She forgives herself. She forgives grandma. She asks for grandma's forgiveness, and she thanks God for this life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then the karma's released. And if she still has issues, she can imagine that there's karma in other lifetimes, and she keeps doing the exercise, and she keeps clearing away the layers, until she ultimately is okay and doesn't have that battle feeling inside. It was karma. They came together to try and work it out. It was very difficult, very, very difficult. There was animosity.
Mm-hmm.
But they tried. They hoped before coming in that they were going to work things out. That was the pre-birth plan. Very, very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
They hang out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like, hey. So when your mom ultimately goes, your grandma's going to be like, hey, come here, what's up? And then they're going to be chat. And it'll all be fine. Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch as a granddaughter and as a daughter. Very hard to watch.
Totally.
Very painful.
Mm-hmm.
But there are reasons for everything.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a deep podcast so far.
Yeah,
guys.
Cool.
We got super around cool. 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any more questions they want to ask?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so my physical body has felt really fucked up for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that it's associated to something emotional or spiritual.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, now, what type of fucked upness is it?
Really, like, a lot of tensity in my neck and
mm-hmm.
my back.
Mm-hmm.
My vision has been fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up my shoulder, and I thought it was, like, dislocated for
mm-hmm.
a second.
Mm-hmm.
My legs are really sore, and my arms are sore.
Okay.
And my throat.
So that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just say also, please see your healthcare professional.
Right.
This is for entertainment purposes only. Okay. Now I'm going to go in. So you say fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, whose ass are you kissing?
Whose ass am I kissing? I don't know. I feel like I'm very independent.
There's someone you want their approval.
Mm.
Does that resonate? Is there someone you want to notice you or recognize you? I see you genuflecting. You're doing one of these where you're prostrating yourself on the ground.
Oh.
It's metaphor. So we psychics, we get visions. And they're in our third eye. That's the movie screen in the center of our eye, in the pineal gland, where there are rods and cones, just like in an eye. So I see you genuflecting.
Hmm.
There's someone you're trying to get their attention, or it's like Horshack in Welcome Back, Kotter. Ooh, 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 ooh. And you got your arm up in the air. That's for the Nick at Night folks, if anyone's listening and remembers that show. And you're tired. You're tired of doing it. So you need to go in and think about who isn't looking at you, who isn't recognizing you, who isn't acknowledging you. Now, if it isn't someone that you know, is it you and you're not acknowledging yourself and it's finally gotten to you? I don't know. It's one or the other. It's that you are spending time trying to, there's an energy thing. You're trying to muster up and muster up and muster up, but it's not happening and you're very, very frustrated. But I feel like there's someone you want to see you, to notice you, to recognize you, to acknowledge you.
Well, that I do get. I don't get the approval part, but just, like, seeing me, that does resonate.
Okay. So shall I go in and ask how what the panacea would be?
Sure.
So, let's see. So you'll feel better.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Well, the first thing they say is give yourself a pat on the back because you've done a great job. So whatever you have done, you've done it well. And that's very, very important for you. So let's see more. Take time off then. Give it a rest.
Cool.
So then just
very affirming. Awesome.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Give it at least a month of just however you want to be seen, stop. And then see what happens. It's like they say put the brakes on yourself. Literally put the brakes on. And I see the slowdown makes you feel so good. And then your heart feels better. You feel happier. You're cheerier. You eat better. Are you craving salt?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you're out of balance. And so even the salt craving is part of this, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Your metabolism was whacked out. You were going through changes. Just your hormones were weird. Your mouth was even tacky. Like, I just feel like it was tacky. Like, your saliva wasn't thin enough. It wasn't right.
Gross.
Yeah, there we go. It's like,
not fun.
And they say take baby steps. You don't have to take leaps. So just, again, it's kind of like the dead Christian. God bless, we're saying the dead people here. You know, all tongue-in-cheek here.
Right.
But it was like, let it unfold. Just go with the process and just chill a bit. And in time, whoever it is that you want to notice you, they will. It's not time yet. It's not even right. It almost feels like that person might not even be the one that you want to see and acknowledge you. You might actually have the focus on the wrong guy, the wrong person.
Do you think this is romantically linked?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure because I was still getting it as it could even be you.
Mm.
So I don't know if that you're not giving yourself credit or seeing your worth, seeing what you can do. So either your tapes in your head are going and you're not giving, you're on yourself too much, and that blocks you, and therefore it created miscommunication with your body parts and they all started doing weird things. Or if it's external and there's someone that you just want to see you and notice you and you're just not getting that and you're disappointed and you're frustrated. And again, the frustration becomes internalized. And again, the body parts are all doing weird cockamamie things.
Right.
Sip water. That'll help.
Okay.
The water's going to help flush things out of you because I see tension.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water is going to really, really help. Do you like the color green? Or only for St. Patty's?
I didn't for a really long time, but now it's coming up a little bit more.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
Green helps you. So every now and then, if you have something green, it could be green anything,
uh-huh.
Wear it. If you don't have it or if you don't want to, imagine that green adorns you, that the color energy, the frequency of the color green is assisting in healing.
Okay.
That could go on for, like, definitely a month, but if you want to really extend that, I'd do it for a year.
Okay.
And just be like, hey, green, come on. Come on.
Got it.
Feel better.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
4 minutes left, folks. Tab?
I kind of want to hear from, I don't want to say Dead Tafari, but...
Dead Tafari.
If that's the label we're going with.
Let's see what you would say. Let's see.
Yeah.
So what we're going to sound just so like you're dead you, would say is that you needed to give yourself a break, that there wasn't rest time, that you needed a break, that you needed to rest, that you needed to take some time off, that you were on a roll, and that there was suffering involved, and that you needed to move at a slower pace with some timeouts. Because you have stamina, you can, like, go, and that it took a toll. Now, what's really cool is, because, again, I've never done this before, is that with your now knowing this, you can now change a timeline. It's like a gift. It's a gift. So you will come at a place in your life where you're really like an engine, and maybe your head hurts or you're tired or your feet hurts or just like aching throat or something. That might be the sign. And so through your life, ask yourself, am I giving myself a break? Am I taking time off? Now, this could be when you're 90 years old. I don't know. I have no idea. They're probably not going to spoon feed on this and say when, because that they don't. This is a school. They're not going to feed it to you and have it be easy here. This is a training ground. This is school for soul growth. So you'll just know. You'll be like, oh, I remember that psychic. Yeah, Drew. And that she channeled that. And so now I will check in with myself when I feel like, oh, like, do I need to take a break? And then you'll know what to do. And I feel like you will. And I feel like you're going to change the timeline. I feel like you're going to support yourself and not go down that path where that dead you would then be saying you didn't take a break, you needed to. Because sometimes when people have readings, they don't, and I'm not saying they have to, there are no shoulds, but they don't heed the advisement. Mm. And then they change a timeline and they do something different, not necessarily for their highest good, or they, whatever, they change it. And in your case, I do hear you resting. I see you resting and changing this outcome. I hope that assists.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I feel like I need a break, but it's just I don't know what from.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So then that would be for any of you. So if you don't know, the way that it's usually helpful is you go into a peaceful place and you go into that now moment, that meditative state. Even if it's like around other people, it could be the library, you could be in the dorm, you could be in your room where there's chatter, but just get it where you're kind of still. And then you just go, okay. And you just take inventory of the things that are going on and ask yourself, am I balanced with that? Am I balanced with that? Is there balance there? Is there balance there? And then where there isn't balance, you probably know. We can do so many things here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful words today, guys.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic conversation.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
A full house, folks.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
It was great.
I think this is one of my favorite episodes already.
Yeah.
I had a really good time sitting here listening to all of this. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to all the witnesses for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you guys.
Yay.
Thank you,
Aaron.
Us.
No problem, guys. Thank you, Aaron, for co-hosting.
Yeah,
thank
of
you, Joni, for showing up.
Oh, thanks
doing
so
a thing.
Much. And you can find me.
Where can we find you?
Joni'sWhiteLightHealing.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm local to Drew University, and folks do phone and Skype sessions for me if they're not able to come to my home. And I have come on campus to do sessions for students, too.
You can also listen to the rest of these podcasts on SoundCloud, just looking up The White Light. We will be back, April 9th?
Yep.
That is a Tuesday at 3 p.m. Anyone else got anything to say? Anything to plug? Anything else? Not.
We're all magical beings.
We
should never forget that.
That's
God Sparks.
Right.
God Sparks is my favorite.
Amen.
And with that, adios, guys.
Bye.
Bye.